This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daryl Wright is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Daryl, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat, as a couple of folks say, and then they also say he shouldn't be fired.
Huh? Who has him on the hot seat?
Fox Sports, Yahoo Sports.
Okay, well, that tells me all I needed to know.
This should put any NFL coach on the hot seat. 3-14 last year.
Yeah, I know, but there's some things going on here that I don't think he's on the hot seat. The only way I feel like he ends up on the hot seat is if the building falls apart and him and Andrew are you know, working well together, which has not been the case in the last 5 years. But the 2 years that Kevin has had competent quarterback play, they've won 11 games and made the playoffs. So I think people keep forgetting that. The other 3 years, he's basically had to deal with catastrophes at that position. And while this year isn't exactly a catastrophe yet, I mean, there is the potential it could turn into that, depending how long Joe is able to play, how well he's able to play, right? How long can he stay healthy? So, I mean, for me, he does not enter the season on the hot seat. I will have to respectfully disagree with that, with both Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports on that.
Daryl, answer this question for me. The Browns beat the Bengals if?
Well, two things need to happen. One, they need to limit the damage that Joe Burrow is able to do with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. That's number one. And then number two, they do not allow Trey Hendrickson to take over the game. If those two things are in the Browns' favor, then I really like their chances on Sunday.
Quinshon Judkins is not here. We're not hearing anything about any arrival being imminent. Is that on the Browns? Is that on Quinshon? Is that on the NFL?
It's on the NFL. As far as I'm concerned, I feel like the Browns are in a little bit of a holding pattern, waiting to see what the league, because look, I feel like the league, whatever they decide to do, positively or negatively, I think that impacts the contract in some way, shape, or form, or informs Andrew Berry and how the contract needs to be structured and, you know, whatever needs to be negotiated there. So I put this more on the NFL right now as far as the delay. Frankly, I thought we would have a resolution by now, one way or the other. We don't. The NFL's obviously got to conclude their investigation and make a determination whether or not he did or did not violate the conduct policy. And then once all that is taken care of, then we'll have a resolution and Quinshon Judkins will be in here and ready to suit up and play some football. Mm.
Daryl, give me the players you're most interested in watching play for a full game and giving this team the opportunity to win. guys that you were really impressed with or during camp?
It's the rookies. Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger, Harold Fannin Jr., those three guys. I'm excited to see all three of them. They were all just outstanding during the offseason, training camp, the preseason, and I really can't wait to see them on the field in a game that actually matters, because Sunday the game does matter. But I'm really excited about those three players because I think all three of them have tremendously high ceilings.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter, taking a break from his duties in Berea. He'll be right back to them here in just a couple of minutes as Jim Schwartz speaks. Tommy Rees, offensive coordinator, spoke earlier today.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a Tommy Rees offense, or are we going to see Tommy Rees orchestrating a Kevin Stefanski offense that worked here before? And I say that thinking that we saw more of a Ken Dorsey offense last year than we saw a Kevin Stefanski offense.
We're going back to Kevin Stefanski. we visited with Joel Bitonio in the locker room, and I asked him about that, right? I mean, it's one of the reasons he came back for another season, was the fact that they were going to get back to a lot of the principles that Stefanski ran in previous years. And they're going to get back to their roots of trying to run the football, the zone blocking scheme, the pull and pin blocking schemes, right? Yes, they're going to throw the ball, especially with Joe Flacco, right? They're going to throw the ball. But, I think this is going to, at least from a schematic standpoint, resemble Kevin Stefanski's offense more than Tommy Rees, with, of course, Kevin Stefanski calling the plays.
Project Joe Flacco for me for the rest of the season. What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out?
I have like eight different projections in my head.
Okay, Andy. Well, which one is it? What is at the forefront? What is closest to your glasses?
well, it's the it goes either really, really great or it goes really, really bad. Like, I mean, those are the two big ones, right?
Right.
The really, really great scenario is that Joe Flacco plays like we saw him play in those five games back in 2023, right? Where he's thrown for 250, 300 yards a game, more touchdowns than interceptions, and the Cleveland Browns are winning football games. And then there's the other scenario whether he is throwing the ball to the other team too much, or he is dealing with injury. And those are obviously tough to project. But starting out, I'm leaning more towards we're going to get Joe Flacco, little fountain of youth, at least early in the season. And then for me, I think the question is, how long can he sustain? How long can he sustain a high-level play? How long is he going to be able to sustain his health? Because if he's able to sustain high-level play, we're not going to see the rookies for a while. If he's not, well, then we may end up seeing the rookies before. By rookies, I mean the Dylan Gabriel. And then later in the season, Shedeur Sanders, when they ultimately want to take a look-see at him. But for me, the question is, how long can Joe Flacco sustain health and high level of play? And the longer he's able to do that, in my view, that means more wins early in the season for the Cleveland Browns than a lot of people are projecting them to be able to achieve.
All right, D, give our best to Jim Schwartz, okay?
I will tell him you said hello, and I'm sure he'll be just doing cartwheels over that, Jeff.
I'm sure he will.
I hope he doesn't say, Jeff and Andy who?
Why wouldn't he? He's too busy to listen to our show. He's
scheming us nowhere.
I hope he does. Yeah, exactly. If he's listening to our show, that would explain a lot of what happened with the defensive line last year, wouldn't it?
Hey-o.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye, Daryl.
You bet, guys. Take care.
There's Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Meredith taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Darryl Ryder was just with us. He's in Berea right now. And Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator, now speaking with the media. And so Darryl's
working.
Darryl bailed on us, and he's working with them now.
Whatever. See you guys. Peace.
Darryl said something in our conversation, and it just struck me. And Darryl has said it. Others have said it. It's kind of the narrative around the quarterback situation for the Browns. And Darryl said, you know, Flacco, how long he lasts? That's the question everybody seems to have. How long is he going to be there? Because they're going to want to take a look-see at Dylan Gabriel. That was the quote from Darryl.
At what point?
And then we've also heard, and of course they want to see Shedeur Sanders.
At what point?
Doesn't that just scream this is going to be a miserable season? Okay, well, we have a guy, but we're going to want to look at the second guy, and we're going to want to look at the third guy. Well, then what are you doing?
I can't. I'm listening to the chuckles in the back. I think you're right. But why not go at it? I mean, the fact that Darryl thinks that doesn't make me feel good.
I know.
The feeling should be, hey, we're going at this with Joe Flacco. We believe Joe Flacco can get us to where we need to be with the defense that we have. We can get somewhere with Joe.
I would think
that's what I want the message to be.
And my guess is inside the locker room, Andy, that might be the message. Inside the front office area of Berea, I don't know if that's the message.
That is a dysfunctional organization. I hope it's not true. That's what I'm saying. I hope if you've got the front office saying one thing and you've got football staff, game day players, whatever, however you want to disperse the two sides.
Game day players.
You don't want two different sides. You want everyone to be unified on this, don't you?
Well, I would think so.
It's bad news if the front office is already breathing, wow, we want the young guys out there. We want the young guys out there. What happens if Joe Flacco does go out there and throw for 300 plus yards on Sunday?
Hey, let's say they go 3-3 in the first six.
How do you walk away from that?
You don't.
No.
We're going to have a parade if they go 3-3 in the first six.
You want to be in a back of a pickup truck, or what are you going to do in the parade?
Going to make sure I'm not sitting on the back of a convertible with somebody with a heavy foot.
I'm going to stand on the back and hold the float. What I want to do. I want to hold the float.
One time in life, I would like to see Jeff Phelps do the queen wave from the back of a convertible.
I've done that before. The king wave, I call it.
I've done that, too. It's
Mayfield Heights home days.
Video footage of good both of these things?
When they want to take a look-see at Dylan Gabriel.
I have the thing they put on the car. You want to bring that in?
No, I want video footage of you doing the queen wave from the back of a convertible. Or the king wave, I should say.
King wave.
You know, fearless leaders.
Fingers
that
together, rotate the hand.
That'll have its own channel on YouTube.
Nobody just waves. You put the fingers together and you rotate the hand.
It's a cup. Yeah. It's cupping.
Nobody actually waves like that, you know, in real life, except that's the, you know.
The queen wave.
Fearless leader, if you don't want to turn that into a gif for the internet, you can teach me how to do it and I'll do it.
What, this?
Seriously.
Of the two of you doing it at the same time.
Take a look-see at Dylan Gabriel. Doesn't that just scream, what are we doing here? And I want to see Dylan Gabriel play. Don't get me wrong. I want to see him play. But it's like, yeah, well, we'll see how he does. And then we'll see how he does. And then we'll see how this guy does. And then we'll draft somebody else next year anyway.
Yeah, that's not good. You're right. I can't fathom that's the message Kevin Stefanski's giving his players.
I'm sure it's not. You know, I
hope Daryl's wrong.
I don't want to
put it that way.
Well, but don't you think he's right? See, that's the problem, Andy. I think he's right. And others have said it too. You know, you're going to want to get a look at this guy. Well, then that means you're just like shuffling through guys this year. I want Joe Flacco to go out and light it up and be really good.
Yeah, I do too.
And I'm not, and you, as you know, Joe is my fourth pick to be the starting quarterback of this team because I was just hoping somebody would beat him out and nobody did. Well, good for Joe. Maybe bad for everybody else, maybe bad for the Browns. But see, that's the situation you're in. If somebody had beat him out, just flat out beat him out, mm-hmm. Well, that's your starting quarterback. You're not going to be saying, well, we got to get a look at Joe Flacco.
You don't think they gave Gabriel Sanders a chance to beat him out, though?
Absolutely they did. You know why? Because they were here, and they were young guys with an investment.
You think they gave both those guys a fair shot
absolutely.
At trying to win the starting job?
Absolutely.
No way. We sat here and
said, from the minute they drafted them, the audition started, Andy. The competition started then.
I'm not buying it. I think there were only two guys that had a chance to win the starting job, and that was Pickett and Flacco all the way through.
Maybe.
And it was set up for that.
Except for one thing. If either Dylan or Shadur had played extremely well and had made the impression, they'd be the starting quarterback.
Well, what would they have possibly? I mean, each of them had a good start.
One.
Shadur had a good start.
One.
Gabriel had all those third down conversions, that wasn't a good start.
I'd love to have one of those guys be the guy. If the Browns thought they were ready, they'd be the guy. And had that happened, wouldn't it be a little more exciting? Wouldn't it be a little more interesting right now? Hold on. If it were Gabriel as the starter or Shadur as the starter or even Kenny Pickett, because the last thing I I'm serious about this. The last thing I want is, okay, great. Well, Joe's there for now, but we're going to move on to somebody else. I know you are because of his age, and he's not going to be here for 4 years.
The question is when with him. Well, that's all. There's a when question. There's a when question with everyone, but when you have a quarterback who's over 40 starting and there's only one other quarterback in the league that's older than him, that it is a matter of when. That's all there is to it. It's when. I get that. I understand that. But I think when could be 2 years from now. I think Flacco might be able to give you 2 years. Who knows? Flacco might be done after Cincinnati, which I don't want. But,
well, here's the reason.
Please play to win. That's what I'm saying.
If Joe's done, it's because he either stunk or got hurt. And I'm not rooting for either one of those scenarios. I mean, there's no way a Browns fan could root for either one of those. Chuck's in Chardon. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, my head's spinning. I thought they signed Pickett to start. I thought Joe was going to be our bullpen guy. Yeah, let's take a flyer on one of these young guys, or maybe even two young guys. But now to basically release Kenny Pickett and throw a 40-year-old in as a starter, come on. No, nobody starts a 40-year-old with any real
Steelers.
Expectations. Well, that's a little bit different. He's kind of an MVP and got a Super Bowl ring on his finger. But look, here's the other thing to keep in mind. We've played, what, five quarterbacks each of the last two seasons? Doesn't matter. We're just shuffling the cards until, you know, somebody falls in our lap next year.
Well, we got a bad deck. I can tell you that. We've had a bad deck since 99.
Yeah. Chuck, the scenario that you laid out that you wanted to see is exactly what I wanted to see. It was exactly the same thing.
It's a no-brainer.
They must not have thought much of Pickett that they traded him for a fifth-round pick. That's all I'm saying. They must not have. If they thought something of him, they would have hung on to him.
Andy, I can't argue with you.
Well, what I'm afraid is they think in one preseason, preseason start, they saw something in one of these two young guys. That scares me. Come on. Neither one of them had that great a preseason or a preseason start, but that's just me. Thanks, guys.
Sorry. Chuck, it's not just you. It's also me. Chuck, I feel the exact same way.
You guys should go share a bowl of soup or something.
We're having one later.
Oh, that's nice.
It's chicken paprikash today.
Andy. Oh, it is. Not chicken pot pie?
No.
I'm out.
It wasn't. You want me to make your head explode?
It's not too tough, but go ahead.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing now in this situation? Joe Flacco start all 17 games and have some success.
Oh, my God. He finally said it.
Well, no, you know why?
You know why? Because 2 days ago I said you were right about something else.
No, because he's here.
Agree.
He's the guy that they've deemed the starter. So I'm not going to root against him, and I certainly don't want to see anybody get hurt. So I hope Joe's really good. I do. I hope he comes back. I just think it's unlikely. I hope he comes back and plays the same way he played when he was here 2 years ago for five games, and that the team has a reasonable amount of similar success. Well, that would be great. And you know what else that would do? It would completely lock up without question, as if it's not already, that they're going to draft somebody next year high at quarterback. I mean, you know, that's the if neither one of the rookies gets on, and I think they will, if neither one of the rookies gets onto the field this year, of course they're drafting a quarterback next year. I think they're drafting one anyway. So do you.
I do, yes. I just don't know what round.
I do.
I'm assuming first.
Numero uno. Been working on my foreign languages.
If Gabriel or Sanders comes in this year and takes over, why would they draft a quarterback in the first round next year? There's no reason to.
Because you're not going to get a big enough sample size to convince you need to pass up one of these guys.
How do you know that?
Because my fingers are crossed that Joe doesn't get his legs blown out from under him against Cincinnati. Hey, Joe, beat Trey Hendrickson. Whoop.
What's the best case scenario for this year?
For what? The whole year?
Yeah. My best case scenario is Flacco starts all 17 games and they make the playoffs. That's the best case scenario.
All right. I'll give you a better best case scenario.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Oh, here it comes.
No, it goes against everything I just said.
Sanders is a starting quarterback and he...
It goes against everything I just said.
Gets everybody excited. That's going to be...
Best case scenario is that Dylan Gabriel takes over in week one or two and ends up being really, really, really good. Or Shedeur Sanders takes over in week two or three and ends up being really, really, really good. That's the best case scenario for the season, because that gives you enough sample size to think, you know what? We got a guy. Here he is. We have one right here. We have one. And then you move along. You found your franchise quarterback. You lucked into it. And you don't have to draft one next year because Dylan Gabriel was really good for about 14 or 15 games. Or that Shedeur Sanders was really good for about 14 or 15 games. But tell me how those guys are going to get on the field for 14 or 15 games. We don't want to see...
Injury is the only way they're going
to
get out
there. I know, and we don't want to see that happen.
No, I know, I know. What were you going to say, Dan?
I was just going to point out that you need a further definition of success. Is it one-year success or three-year success? Because the Jeff plan is how you can thread the needle between one-year success and three-year success. Your plan is the one-year success, where it's like, Joe Flacco looks good, you make the playoffs. Then you take that pick the next year and either keep the two guys you got or draft a quarterback in the first round and use the Jags pick and yours to move up. Because yours is one-year success, which is a wonderful thing.
I'd be happy with two.
Sustained success, that's a different animal.
We haven't had any success. Come on. Where have we been?
A year ago, the team won 11 games.
2020 was success. 2 years ago, 11 games, made the playoffs.
Last time we had success, we should have been in the AFC Championship game. We should have.
Yeah.
Blew that game against Kansas City.
And weren't.
I give you a little bit. Little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.